Today's episode is all about the signs of an unhappy relationship, so it's only fitting that it's sponsored by my new course, Relationship Transformation. It's a 7-week course with live teaching and group coaching, and it's designed for women to gain insight and become empowered to change their relationships and, in the process, their lives. Enrollment closes on April 1st, so don't wait. You can find the link to the course in the show notes and, as always, on my website, lovefilledlife.com. Hi there and welcome. I'm your host, Dr. Heather England. I'm a coach, psychotherapist, and sex therapist. I want this podcast to empower you to create fabulous relationships, live your best life, and also feel empowered to create the kind of sex life that you want. Here are some grim statistics. In the United States, 50% of first marriages, 67% of second marriages, and 74% of third marriages end in divorce. Whoa, those are huge numbers. I really wish we had required courses in high school and college that talk about taking care of our mental health and how to have a healthy relationship, because I think it would help people to be happier and make much better choices for their lifelong partner. Plus, they'd learn to understand that love is a choice and that we have to work really hard in relationships. Those people that we see that are so in love after 30 years, well, they've done a lot of intentional work to develop that level of love and to maintain it across their lifetime. I think so many people just think that relationships are easy and love should be easy, so they give up when it becomes hard, and they don't do the work they need to do to invest in that relationship so it stays healthy over the course of their lifetime. So those divorce statistics are really high, and unfortunately, couples don't seek help until they've been experiencing problems in their relationship for an average of 7 years. That's a huge amount of time to be unhappy in your relationship, thinking it will just get better. I think this happens because we become busy with so many other things and we simply neglect the relationship. It falls off our to-do list. So by the time we need therapy, it may actually be too late to heal all of the past hurts and undo those really negative patterns of behavior that got us in that difficult spot. I want to talk about 4 different signs of an unhappy relationship. So the first is you're not spending quality time together. Many couples gradually drift apart due to the hectic pace of life, especially if they have young or really active children. Over time, all of their energy goes to work or family, and all of their conversation is administrative, and it's focused on the kids. And then what happens is, even by the time they become empty nesters, they're so disconnected that they look across the room at each other and they just don't really have much to talk about. So they each start living their own lives. And that drives a lot of loneliness in the relationship. They stop doing a lot of things together. One may watch TV while another reads in another room. And they just convince themselves that this is the way it's supposed to be. The thing is, your relationship needs continual nourishment to stay healthy. One of the easiest ways to do this is to set aside time for the two of you to connect in a meaningful way. I usually recommend to my clients that they establish a date night with each other and make it a priority, whether it's weekly or monthly. It's really hard to do when your kids are little, but oh my goodness, it's so important. You really need that time to be a couple, to be partners, and not just parents for the kids. Those are entirely different roles. And if a date night is completely out of the question, then I suggest they have a 5 to 10 minute time to check in each day over coffee, iced tea, or a drink sometime during the day. And I tell them, don't talk about the kids during this time, just about themselves and their relationship. And another sign you're in an unhappy relationship is if you're not having sex or you're having really bad sex. So if your sex life is non-existent or something you're not excited about, then that's a sign that something's wrong. Frequency of sex matters, but also it's the quality of sex you have that really matters. Going through the motions with your partner, well, that's not a good thing to do. One of the biggest complaints I hear from men in my therapy office is that their partners just don't desire them. Many men seem to equate sex with love, and when they aren't having sex, they end up not feeling loved. So not having sex and becoming roommates is a really bad thing for your relationship. And often, lack of sex is what brings couples to counseling. And boy, those couples are so surprised when we spend a lot of time unpacking what's going wrong in the relationship before we even address the sexual problems. There's always a reason couples aren't having sex or that they've made it such a low priority. And usually, there's multiple reasons. Typically, you have to like your partner to want to have sex with them. And if you're filled with hurt and resentment about your partner's behaviors, well, chances are you're not going to be in the mood to set all of those feelings aside and have a romp in the bed and some enjoyable sex with them. Another sign of an unhappy relationship is that you stop disagreeing or fighting. Contrary to what most people think, not arguing or disagreeing with your partner is actually pretty unhealthy. It usually means you don't care enough to speak up and make the effort to work through things. You've checked out, or you don't feel like your partner listens to you, so why bother saying anything? A great way to bring up your viewpoint without putting your partner on the defensive is to always lead with the word I and not the word you. When you start off a sentence with the word you, you automatically put the other person on the defensive. One tool that we use in therapy is something called an I statement. We use I statements to share how we feel about something with our partner. And this is really helpful, especially if the thing we want to share is something that is potentially confrontational or conflictual. So here's what an I statement would look like. An example would be, I feel like I don't matter to you when you make plans with your friends and you don't check with me. Can you see how you're owning that? You're not starting off saying, you really upset me when you go out with your friends and don't check in with me. You're owning how you feel about it. And that's really a great way to communicate your wants and needs to your partner. Another great suggestion is to improve your ability to set healthy boundaries with your partner. Boundaries are how we teach people how to treat us. It's all about our behavior. It's not expecting something from someone else, but it's our behavior. So we can set boundaries around what type of behavior that we will tolerate or won't tolerate in our relationship. So one great example is using technology. So many couples get disconnected because they're on their phones all the time. Don't you see this when you go out to restaurants? Couples will be sitting there together. They're on date night or whatever, and they're both on their phones. And unfortunately, the phone really serves to be this barrier to the two of them. It really impedes connection. So for many people, a boundary would be, I'm not going to be in a situation with my partner where we are on our phones. That's not something that's acceptable to me. So a way to communicate this to your partner with an I statement would be to say something like, well, I feel ignored when you're on your phone during dinner. I would like our dinners to be technology free. And unfortunately, this is a boundary you'll likely have to reiterate multiple times, but it's important to share how you feel about it. It's okay to want to be with your partner and have a conversation or enjoy special time with them or eat dinner with them without having them be on the phone. When someone's on the phone, when they're with you, the communication is that that phone is more important than you. Now, granted, there's times you're going to need to be on your phone, but for the most part, I think we could all have like a phone-free time. One of the things I often suggest to my clients is if the phone is getting in the way of the relationship, to have like a no phone time zone. So maybe they say no phones from 7 to 8:30 at night so they can have family time together and they can connect and they aren't distracted by the phones. And then they actually put their phones up during that period so they don't have any chance of looking at them or getting distracted by any kind of messages. And then maybe if they need to check their messages right before they go to bed, they can do that. But for the most part, I think the evening should be as phone-free as possible. We are bombarded by technology all day long. So having a little time to completely decompress from it and not have it drive us, not have it be the person driving the bus, I think is really important for us. And it's important not just for our relationship, but I think it's important for our own mental health. The final sign of an unhappy relationship that I want to address is when partners say really mean things to each other. Now, let's talk about fighting for a minute. Fighting itself is not bad. It's part of many healthy relationships. It's how we fight and whether or not we repair the fight afterwards that matters. But saying vicious or demeaning things or attacking one's character during a fight, that can be nearly impossible to forget and to move past. And it just builds up lots and lots of hurt. If you find yourself at this point in your relationship, you're likely going to need couples counseling to heal from past wounds and learn healthier ways to fight. Let me explain what I mean by repair, because that's kind of an odd term. But that's how we work to understand our partner's perspective and apologize for our part in contributing to a disagreement. And we typically do that after a fight. When we don't circle back and repair after a fight, it's like we're adding more and more resentment and hurt to the relationship. If we think of our relationship as a bank, well, we want to put in more deposits and take less withdrawals. Think about fights as being withdrawals, and the repairs after the fight are like deposits. All right, well, that wraps things up for today. If you notice that one of these areas I mentioned is a problem in your relationship and causing you unhappiness, I encourage you to do something about it. Often, you're going to need an unbiased outside person like a counselor to help you navigate your concerns. And don't fall into the trap of waiting too long to seek help, or it might end up being too late. Thanks for listening today. If you need more help in your relationship, I encourage you to check out my online course, Relationship Transformation. You can find the link in the show notes or check it out at lovefilledlife.com. Until next time, my wish for you is to create the best life and strongest relationships.